Hey everybody! In preparation for Game Jim's upcoming Spring Summit on April 2nd and 3rd, we have a special mini podcast featuring Dr. Kevin Cleary of Children's National Hospital. The Spring Summit will feature the championships of our Mid-Atlantic Esports Conference, guest speakers, and giveaways all weekend. Throughout the event, we will be raising money for Children's National Hospital to fund Dr. Cleary's games-based research. For more info on the Spring Summit, or to donate, head over to www.gamejim.com and check out our Spring Summit homepage, where you can donate directly. You can also donate at www.extralifedc.com. So let's get into it. This is Understanding Esports. We're here with Dr. Kevin Cleary of Children's National Hospital. Dr. Cleary, how are you doing today? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing very well, Josh. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, we're excited to have you part of Spring Summit. And, you know, a lot of what we're trying to do today is raise as much money for Children's National Hospital and your research as we can. So we wanted to get to know you a little bit and get to know your research. So if you wouldn't mind, could you tell us a little bit about what you do at Children's National, and then we'll kind of talk about who you are a little bit.
Yeah, certainly. I'd be happy to. So at Children's National, I am the engineering lead for the Sheikh Zayed Institute for Pediatric Surgical Innovation. We are a hospital-based research group that is physically on the top floor of our main campus here, right in the middle of Washington, D.C., and we serve kids from both across the city and all across the region. The main goal of our research group is to be a technology consultant and advisor to the hospital. As anyone who has experienced the medical field or medical care lately knows, even medicine, you know, is becoming more and more high tech. And we think that technology can help improve medicine. So we're physically in the hospital working with our clinicians and other medical professionals to bring new technology to medicine that hopefully can aid in treatments, make treatments less invasive, make medical practice better for kids and for their parents.
That's amazing. So how did you find yourself in this line of work?
Well, usually what I tell my younger employees and some of the students I mentor is it was a little bit of an accidental career. But at least I was well prepared for it. So my background is really engineering. I got both my bachelor's, master's, and PhD in engineering. And I did my postdoc in Japan, where actually my major area was robotics. So after spending a little time working at NASA Goddard and then a little time working for Department of Defense, I had the opportunity to get in the medical field at Georgetown University a little over 25 years ago. And I said, wow, you know, medical field is an area that's ripe for technology. And, you know, I think we all feel good about trying to advance medical care and help. And I stuck with it ever since and was fortunate to come to Children's 10 years ago when we set up our institute to become the engineering lead.
There's so much I'd love to dive into. I'd love to hear about your time in Japan, but we'll have to save that for another Q&A session. Could you talk to us a little bit about the PEDBOT and, you know, the reason it was created and a little bit about how it works?
Yes, certainly. So we started working with our physical medicine and rehab group here over 5 years ago at the hospital. And again, this was facilitated by the fact that our engineering group is on the top floor of the hospital. Their clinic is just 6 floors below me, so I just take the elevator down and I can meet with the therapist and other physical medicine professionals to see the care they deliver to children. And it was then suggested that for children with cerebral palsy, who may be limited in their mobility and not able to keep up with their peers as well as they like, could benefit for some type of rehabilitation that would involve both robotics and a gaming component as well. So over the past 5 years, we're now into the third iteration of something we call PEDBOT, which is a pediatric-sized ankle robot that enables kids to use their foot to control an airplane video game. So the idea is that to make their exercises fun, to have kind of a gamification component, but also quantitative in that we're now able to track their movements and see how they're doing. It's really taken off since there, and we're just in the middle of our second home trial and currently enrolling patients for telerehabilitation, which I think is part of the future of rehabilitation as well.
I couldn't agree more. Everything, the pandemic has pushed everything into this, you know, tele-Zoom world.
So it sounds like, you know, the two biggest pieces of news since we've talked to you last are that we're doing at-home trials and we're trying to bring the PedBot to the people, and that also we're working on trying to make it a little bit smaller, a little bit more efficient, a little bit more affordable as well.
Right, right. That's exactly it. So I think we have established that kids like the platform. You know, you can certainly imagine yourself, if you were told to do exercises and do this, do that, it would be much more exciting if you were like, oh, come on, you know, someone's coming at you. You've got to, you know, so we found that the gamification concept works very well. And then the question is, you know, how do we track these patients? How do we monitor them? The current system that we have is quite industrial strength, which is great. It holds up, but it's quite bulky as well. And so we only have one system to bring to the home right now. And it actually requires my wife's minivan to transport it right here too, that we bring to the home. So I'm on the support team as well. But anyway, what we want to do now is make lower cost, I almost call a little bit more of an exoskeleton that would kind of go over the ankle and attach to the lower leg and give you the same ability to manipulate your ankle while mechanically constrained, but also being the pilot for an airplane video game. The idea is if we can make this lower cost, we can have multiple copies out. We can furthermore have a software platform where a physical therapist can kind of monitor and track these kids and even send them notes of encouragement, you know, to see how they're doing and keep up their therapy. So I really believe these type of things are part of the future, you know, not only just rehabilitation, but medicine in general. And I certainly like to think we're on the cutting edge of these developments as well.
I believe you are. Talk to us a little bit about the patients themselves. You know, what are some of these kids like, and how do they feel about, you know, incorporating games into the rehab?
Right, right. So that's actually one of the most fun parts at the hospital. You know, I think, you know, we all have a soft spot for the kids. And when we see the kids come through the trial and all that, it's just a lot of fun and very gratifying for us. So we've had kids all the way from 4 years old up to 18 years old. So it's a very wide range. Cerebral palsy is actually a lifelong illness. So in the opinion, at least of the medical professionals that I work with, these children need to constantly rehab, constantly stretch their muscles so that they can ambulate well. And for example, even when they want to drive and get the age of 16, you know, if they don't have good control of their foot, it can be very hard. So that's another motivating aspect for some of our teenage patients. So in our response, you know, in our experience, the response from kids has been quite positive. You know, again, I think kids naturally gravitate towards technology. You know, again, you know, they'd much rather have fun doing exercises than, you know, trace the letters of the alphabet with their foot, which is actually a therapy practice. So I think it's been overall very positive, and we've tried to take feedback from the kids we've had come through so far to redesign the system. So I think overall, it's been a very good experience. And it's just, you know, medicine things take time, you know, to develop, to prove, you know, to show data. So we're kind of on that long glide path, I might call it, right here. You know, so how can we show this works, and how can we reach more kids with this technology?
Amazing. I hope that, you know, we can help fund that. The dollars that we raise can help go towards making this more accessible, getting it out into the world, and getting people to back what you're doing. So what are some of the ways that people can support what you're doing and maybe find out a little bit more?
Yeah, well, as you certainly said, you know, the fundraising, of course, is critical. I mean, we do have some money from grants, but it normally doesn't cover all our costs, nor allow us to serve all the patients that we like. And again, our ultimate goal is to make multiple copies of the hardware so we could replicate, you know, and perhaps even have a contract manufacturer build some of these for us. So I think fundraising is really the main things. They certainly can look for us on the web or through the contacts that you have as well. We do have some published literature for anyone who's real hardcore and wants to review the scientific papers. I'm not sure that you subscribe to the Journal of Pediatric Physical Therapy, but we have a new article coming out. So, you know, I think it's also just being kind of cheerleaders and enthusiasts for the technology as well helps all around. So we appreciate, you know, any support we can get. And, you know, I'll even open up to someone who ultimately is interested enough to come visit us at the hospital now that we hope the pandemic is clearing a little bit and we're a little more open up. We certainly would welcome visitors who would like to see what we do and get a closer look. That would be welcome as well.
That's wonderful. Well, I know I'm going to try to get our crew there at some point. Would love to, you know, we've been working together for a couple of years now. Yep. You know, it's good to be able to get together. So on the way out, you know, Dr. Cleary, I just wanted to say thank you. You know, the work that you do is amazing. The patients that you work with are amazing. It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to support what you guys do. You know, on behalf of the Mid-Atlantic Esports Conference, Game Jim, myself, all of us, you know, thank you for your work. And we really appreciate being able to support you and being able to be a part of this with you.
No, thank you very much, Marin, as well. I think it's been a very nice partnership that has kind of evolved. And, you know, one of the reasons, of course, we haven't had you is because of the pandemic. But I think, as you mentioned, now that things are, you know, opening up again, we should do that. And, you know, maybe we'll even think about having a weekend session where people can come down and experience it for themselves. So I thank you very much. And we look forward to continuing to work with both you and your partners in the future.
Thank you so much. We'll make sure to keep everybody updated on everything. And everybody listening at home, if you can go out and tell one person about what Children's National is doing, that's a huge win. The more that we can spread this news, the more that we'll get donations and the more that research that we can fund. So challenge for everybody, just go out and tell one person that Children's National is using games to do really cool things with research and robotics. And that's our challenge for you today. So thank you so much, Dr. Cleary. Thank you so much. We'll make sure to see you very soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we say, just tell them Dr. Bear sent you. Bye-bye.
Understanding Esports is brought to you by Game Jim. I also want to thank my producer, Zach Saleh, and our music was created by Steven Spector. Once again, you can learn more about Game Jim and our mission at www.gamejim.com, and you can hit me up and let me know your thoughts on the podcast on Twitter at Extra Barbecue. If you like the podcast, please share it, recommend it to your friends, gamers, parents of gamers, and their pets. I'm Josh, Extra Barbecue Hafkin. This is Understanding Esports, and we'll see you next week.